Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing all women around? It's furthest from my mind. I'm just looking forward to different of mine. I'm waiting for my man. He comes, he's all dressed in black. He wore shoes and a big straw hat.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, one and all. Getting Kronk. I'm Noah.
I'm Jake. And this is
Getting Kronk with Jake and Noah.
Yay.
That was kind of cute, actually.
Yeah.
We'll do that from now on. Okay. This is our second to last show of the semester, penultimate, as a scholar might say. So thank you for joining us. We can promise we have a world radio debut of a song, actually, tonight at the end of the show. So stick around for that.
Guaranteed you'll see them performing at the Iron Horse sometime in your college career.
They have broken up, but
the reunion concerts happen.
We can only hope this will spur worldwide protests calling for the reunion of this band.
And that would be PETA.
Yeah, presumably. Protesting. Well, I mean, there will also be, you know, the typical kind of like flag burners, effigy stompers, you know, just the usual protest crowd. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we hope you've had a good and nice and long weekend. No, we have.
Yeah.
A lot of vegetables and things.
Yeah. Kale is now 30% of my body mass. So
that's probably not
That's probably dangerous,
you
actually.
You should stop injecting kale.
Can't help it. Speaking of injection, that last song was Waiting for the Man. I'm Waiting for the Man by the Velvet Underground, collaboration with Nico. Yes, it's about buying heroin. So now more music?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Enjoy, guys.
Give the people what they want.
tender. It's all grown up. Hey, Rishka, what can you tell me?
With my overalls down.
I was saved by the bell before I could tell if I would be lingering or coming back down.
Rise up to my feet, cause baby I got beat down. All the way down, all the way down. Oh, they say I'll never be the same, but I'll take my chances.
I'm wide and wide.
Turn left one more time, turn right two more times, turn left three more times, turn around and face.
And face.
Turn left one more time, turn right two more times, turn left three more times, turn around and face.
And face.
Turn left one more time, turn right two more times, turn left three more times, turn around.
Take me home. Oh, God, get me home. Oh, God, get me home. Oh, they say I'll never be the same. But I'll take my chances.
I should have known that I could get here on my own. And I'm still climbing.
Okay, so that was Who from the new collaboration between David Byrne and St. Vincent. The album's called Love This Giant. I highly recommend it.
Me too.
Followed by Life During Wartime by the Talking Heads, also involving David Byrne. Rich Girls by the Virgins and FNS by Who Da Funk It, which was, if you guys remember from, I guess, 2 weeks ago or something like that, we were talking about a local show by Who Da Funk It, and so that's one of their songs. Anyways, Jake's also currently hatching a plot that the black girl from School of Rock is the singer of Who Da Funk It.
I swear to God, I'm looking at it right now on IMDb. Mariam Hassan, or Hassan, I'm telling you, if you know this girl, she might go to Mount Holyoke. She is born in 93, so this is totally, totally reasonable. Okay, I'm telling you.
Wow.
This is her. If any of you have the CD for Who Da Funk It on your person, I really recommend you look at if the name Mariam or Hassan is there.
But I feel like if she was really trying to hide her School of Rock past, she would use a pseudonym or a stage name.
Well, oh, for this? Well, yeah, but she wasn't thinking in terms of hiding her past when she had her stage name.
No. I mean that she would have developed a stage name now.
To use in college?
Yeah, she has to work hard to hide this shameful past.
No, if I'm cracking this case wide open, I'm going to be ruthless. I will go to the Brooklyn... You know, whatever.
The Brooklyn records.
Yeah, don't they have that?
I feel like that's in England, like the Registry of Deeds or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't think her name, her birth certificate would be in England.
Well, I'm saying that, okay.
Anyway, so, yeah, it's been an interesting weekend. Noah is a vegetarian.
Yeah, so if you ever want to criticize me for things, there's an easy one.
That's pretty easy. Also, I found my backpack. Yay. It's I lost it, or I thought I lost it. No, I lost it. And all day I've been really stressed out and kind of off and not too sociable. And then, and then I found it. And I'm a happy camper.
Aww.
Meat-eating happy camper.
You guys should see the grin on his face.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It it's eats like shit to say...
Oh, okay.
To say... Come on, a shit-eating grin.
Oh, thing. Is that a thing?
Yeah, have you never heard
oh,
that?
No. I was going to say you looked like a kid at like a birthday party or something.
Oh, I like
guess
that.
That's too benign.
I like that, though.
Okay. From now on.
I am at a birthday party.
Aw. Yeah. Are we having a birthday party for me?
We're having a birthday party. Ah. That's a birthday party in the yurt.
Birthday party in the yurt.
So for any of you listening to the yurt right now, happy birthday to everything.
So I think we'll play more music now.
Yeah, we'll go back and enjoy the tunes.
Tunes.
Lord, how they did love, swore to be true to each other, true as the stars above, he was a man, he wouldn't do her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner, just for a bucket of beer. She says, Mr. Bartender, has my loving Johnny been here? He's my man, he wouldn't do me wrong. I don't want to cause you no trouble, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I saw your lover an hour ago with a girl named Ellie Bly. He was your man, but he's doing you wrong. Frankie looked over the transom, she saw to her surprise, there on a cot sat Johnny, making love to Nellie Bly. He's my man, and he's doing me wrong. Frankie drew back her kimono, she took out a little 44, rooted two, two, three times, she shot right through that hardwood door. Shot her man, he was doing her wrong. Bring out the rubber tot bucket, bring out the rubber tot hack, I'm taking my man to the graveyard, but I ain't gonna bring him back. Lord, he was my man, and he done me wrong. Bring out 1,000 policemen, bring them around today, to lock me down in the dungeon cell and throw that key away. I shot my man, he was doing me wrong. Frankie said to the warden, what are they going to do? The warden, he said to Frankie, it's electric chair for you, cause you shot your man, he was doing you wrong. This story has no moral, this story has no end, this story just goes to show that there ain't no good in men. He was a man, and he done a wrong.
Have you heard the news?
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes,
and the catcher's mid-strike too. Baby, I'm howling for you.
A weakling weighing 98 pounds will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground. And soon in the gym, with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam, and with massage and just a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean. He'll be a strong man. Oh, honey! Nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs. Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs. Such an effort, if he only knew of my plan. In just 7 days, I can make you a man. He'll do press-ups and chin-ups. Do the smirch, clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work. Such strenuous living, I just don't understand. When in just 7 days, oh baby, I can make you a man.
What you heard was Frankie and Johnny by Jimmy Rogers. It's traditional. That's not a song of a name. That's just
that was Frankie just a comment.
What You Gonna Do by the Drifters, Howlin' for You by the Black Keys, and I Can Make You a Man off the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack.
And now, per special Facebook request, we will sing Jingle Bells.
This is for you, Hanan. You better be listening.
If Hanan doesn't hear this, then there will be consequences.
All right.
All right, ready?
And these are those.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
That's for you, Hanan.
That was, you're welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was our first and last holiday themed piece of music.
Yeah, so for any of you who are going to be in a coma from now until after winter, there's your fix.
I think it's hibernation. I don't think they go into a coma.
I don't think we're talking to squirrels, though.
I don't know. Do bears just hit each other in the head before winter, and that's how they sleep?
Wait, but what does the last bear do? Just commit suicide. That's the sacrifice. There's one person appointed the position of putting everyone in a coma, and then the last one standing has to kill himself.
That's tragic, but also beautiful.
Nature. All right, we got more music for you guys.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere business shame, please let me explain. By mere business shame means you're grand. By mere business shame, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even Seven-der bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere business shame. So kiss me and say you understand. By mere business shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By mere business shame means that you're grand. By mere business shame, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even Seven-der-bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Thank you.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust.
I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left up. I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Under starry skies above, don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
The ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land, starry skies. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please.
me in. Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Ba 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 ba. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses, and I can't look at hobbles, and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, no.
Papa, don't you fence me in.
Frankie and Johnny were sweethearts. At least that's the way the story goes. Frankie bought everything for Johnny, from his sports car to his Ivy League clothes. Oh, he was a man, all right. Oh, but he was doing a wrong. Just to show you what can happen, a friend came running to Frankie. Said, you know, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I saw your man riding in his Jaguar with a chick named Nellie Bly. Oh, and if he was your man, honey, let me tell you he was doing you wrong. Let me tell the story. Frankie ran around the corner and peeped in a swinging place. And there she saw Johnny with the woman. He had his arm around her waist. Oh, he was a man, all right. But Frankie could see that he was doing her wrong. And oh, let me tell you, Frankie reached down in a pocketbook and up with a long 44. She shot once, twice, three times, and Johnny fell on the hardwood floor. Oh, he was a man, all right. But she shot him because she was doing her wrong. But the last thing he told her was, Frankie, you know I love you. Why? Honey, why did you do that, Frankie? I was telling her.
Welcome back. You heard, by Mir Bistishain by the Andrew Sisters, and yes, it's Yiddish.
For all you critics out there.
Yeah, fuck you. Pigmeat yeah. Strut by, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Merle Travis. Happiness is a Warm Gun by the Animals, I think.
Okay.
Don't, fine. Don't Fence Me In by Bing Crosby and the Andrew Sisters, although written by Cole Porter. And Frankie and Johnny, sung by Sam Cooke.
There's also a Duke Ellington version, right?
Of
Frankie and Johnny?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a standard. So
yeah, that's just the one
it's
that
done
I've
by
heard.
Blues people, folk, bluegrass, and jazz.
Et cetera, et cetera. And now, very special treat. We have an international radio debut.
Oh my god. You guys are so lucky.
Yeah, so this has never been heard before.
I haven't even heard it.
Oh my god, you are in for a treat. Because also I think it might be the only song ever written about The Hague. So You're shaking your head, but you know you want it.
Let's just play.
Let's do it.
Talk swam round the clock every minute. Tried to convince you of my love. You told me to put a sock in it. Rolled your eyes up to the heavens above. I convened a blue ribbon panel. You changed the locks on the embassy door. Exhausted every diplomatic channel. You sent home my ambassador. You don't believe that I'll be true. Now I know what I'm gonna have to do. I'm gonna take a stand. I'm gonna state my case in words so clear and true and never vague. I'm gonna take the stand. I'm gonna stay my case to the International Love Tribunal at The Hague.
At The Hague.
Well, at The Hague I will confess before the world community. At The Hague I'll be found innocent, 'cause I've got romantic immunity. I'm gonna take a stand. I'm gonna state my case in words so clear and true and never fade. I'm gonna take the stand. I'm gonna state my case to the International Love Tribunal at The Hague. My own hand, stick it out through thick and thin to win a visa to your Netherlands. Lovers round the world will sympathize when they see the heartache in my eyes. I'm gonna take a stand. I'm gonna state my case in words so clear and true. And never fade. I'm gonna take the stand. I'm gonna state my case to the International Love Tribunal at The Hague.
At The Hague.
At the International Love Tribunal at The Hague.
At The Hague.
Well, at the International Love Tribunal at The Hague.
All right, so that was, as we repeated over and over again, the international radio debut of the International Love Tribunal at The Hague by Honey Deluxe off of their EP that has no title. I mentioned earlier that this is our penultimate show, meaning that next week is our last show of the semester, and so we wanted to do something special.
So, we will be playing the songs you know! That's the theme. It's exactly what it sounds like. There will be such hits as Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield, and
What else? I don't even remember. We have like a special playlist of like 70s and 60s hits.
Yeah, and we 80s, made it. We'll figure out the transitions and stuff better another time, but we'll piece you out, you means, with Just His Girl by Rick Springfield. Hope you tune in next week, and as always, love you, babies. Bye.
Bye.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching me with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know, I wish that I had just his girl.
Happy week, yeah. And anything you'd like to promise? Okay, good. Well, the mission 12031, whatever that is, fall 2011. Bye.